Joe Hickerson, a beloved archivist at the Library of Congress, died last week in Portland, Oregon. He was 89. For more than three decades, he worked to preserve America's collection of folk music. NPR's Catherine Fink has this remembrance.
In the tight-knit folk community, Joe Hickerson was the resident jokester.
He loved puns, and he loved pranks, and he loved jokes of all kinds.
That's Stephen Winnick. He's a folklorist at the Library of Congress's American Folklife Center. Hickerson was a director there until his retirement in 1998. Winnick says underneath all the pranking about song names and origins, though, Hickerson had a serious devotion to traditional folk music, a devotion that forever changed the genre.
There are a lot of songs that nobody was singing until Joe kind of found them in the archive and arranged them and started singing them.
Folk music is a big umbrella term. It includes sea shanties, farming songs, field hollers. Hickerson was especially interested in ballads and spirituals. In 1958, fresh out of college, he and his band, the Folksmiths, put out an album that included the first known commercial recording of Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
The African-American spiritual went on to become a mainstay. 2 years later, Hickerson made another big mark. It was May of 1960. He was gearing up for his second year as a counselor at a kids' folk camp in the Catskill Mountains. And on his mind was a song by one of his idols, Pete Seeger, called Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing.
Hickerson decided to write two new verses to add to the end of the song, fleshing out its anti-war themes. He told the story during an interview at the Library of Congress back in 2014.
I knew the kids would like it, but it was so short. And it occurred to me, soldiers into graves, graveyards covered with flowers, and put the verse at the end.
Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone the graveyards, everyone.
Those two new verses ended up getting back to Seeger. He liked them. So much so that he re-recorded the song with the additional lyrics and released it. That version became a folk standard. Hickerson is credited as the song's co-author. Hickerson went on to put out two solo folk albums and spent 35 years at the Library of Congress. At lecture halls, concerts, and Zoom sing-alongs, he brought people together through music right up until the end of his life.
I think Joe was probably, you know, on a Zoom sing at least the week before he died, if not the week that he died, because he just continued whenever he could to get around and sing with people.
In a Facebook post announcing Hickerson's death, the American Folklife Center wrote, quote, "His passing will be seen as the end of an era among folk music enthusiasts." Catherine Fink, NPR News.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came